Hey, my phone's ringing. I wonder who it could be. Hey, there's E and Mini-E. Let's listen in on the conversation. But before we do, I want to explain today's lesson is on the short forms of some auxiliary verbs, such as the verb have, would, and will, and how you can tell when you should use a contraction or what the contraction means when you see it. If you don't know what I mean, don't worry. We'll go to the board and we'll figure it out. First off, let's listen to this conversation. I would call James again, but he is not home. Well, I'd call him again if I were you. Now, this video is brought to you for this is for Vanessa from Peru. She's Mini E because she's short. She's short. It's kind of don't get angry, Vanessa. Anyway, so this is a contraction. Now, is this I would or I had? If you don't know, it's okay. The lesson today will teach you how. So let's do a quick overview of what we're talking about. We're going to talk about the verb to have, the verb to be, and a couple of modal verbs and what the contractions are. I've put the contractions up here, and as you can see, had becomes apostrophe D, has becomes apostrophe S, the contraction for have is apostrophe E. The apostrophe tells us that the beginning part of the verb is missing, so this is what is left over. When we look over the verb to be, the same thing is here. We have the verb, we have are becomes apostrophe RE, is becomes apostrophe S, and am becomes apostrophe M. If you were paying close attention, I have apostrophe S and apostrophe S, and you might say, well, if you have both, how do I know the difference? We're going to get there. The last one for the modal verbs are would and will. And once again, apostrophe D, and you'll say, hey, you've done it again. There are two of these. Oh, yeah, I know. And so will you shortly on how to tell the difference and use it. And the apostrophe L, LL. And I'm not talking LL Cool J. Sorry. Anyway, so how do we identify or use these in the correct form? So let's go start off with the verb have to start off with. We've got the apostrophe D, apostrophe S, apostrophe VE. Well, what you want to find after you have this added to any pronoun, like I've, you've, or what have you, is look for a past participle. A past participle is a word that indicates a past, that the past is attached to it. Some are easy with regular verbs. They're exactly the same. Irregular verbs, they could be changed. So see becomes not saw, but seen. Okay. Be becomes been or gone instead of went. So sometimes they're different than their past, the past verbs, and other times they're exactly the same. So let's look at an example in this case for the have. I'd seen the movie before. Well, we know this. How do we know this is I had seen? This is a past participle. So seeing this is a past participle, when we look this, we know this is I had seen the movie before. Good. Let's look at the next one. Is it he is gone home or he has gone home? Well, is, this is a past participle, gone. So then we know this is has. So he has gone home. Good. And what about this one? It's almost easy because it's VE, so we know it's going to be have. But I've always loved. Remember, I said this is a regular past tense? So this past participle is a regular verb, so it's easy to see here. I have always loved these flowers. They are beautiful. I've loved past participle. Good. All right. So now that we've looked at that example, let's look at the other one that might be a bit confusing with the verb to be because we have the apostrophe S and the apostrophe S. What can we do to identify it so we know the correct form to use? Well, we have RE, S, and M apostrophe. And the first thing it says here is if you see any of this and it's followed by a verb with an ING, then it's probably the verb to be. Or if it's followed by an adjective, it's the verb to be, not the verb to have. What are the examples? Well, we're going to take the same sentences we have here and redo them in a fashion that we can see the difference. So here it said, I'm seeing that movie later. I am is followed by a verb to be, ing, that movie. Good. Now let's look at the second sentence. He's going home. Now before, we didn't know if he has going home or he is going home. But we notice there is a verb ing here, which makes this the verb to be. He is going home. And if we compare over here, he has gone, we can see the past participle versus the verb with ing to make it clear. Good. And now let's look at the last one. I played a little trick here to make it a little bit more interesting. I love these flowers. They're beautiful. We see the REs here, and you're going to say, I don't see an ING. Well, what is that? Do you remember what I said? It also can be followed by an adjective. Because I am happy, happy is an adjective. In this case, it is the flowers are beautiful. So the flowers, they are beautiful. So we're showing an adjective following this contraction to explain it's the verb to be. Good? You're doing a good job. Now let's go to the third and final one before we go to our, you know, the stage where I like to check to make sure you understand and sort of like a little test, but really it's to finalize your learning. Let's look at the modal verbs, would and will. As I said before, the apostrophe D might be confusing for you because we have it out the verb to have. So how do we identify it so we know that they're not the same? Well, let's take a look. I'd see that movie if it were free. Now, when we said it was the verb to have, you need a past participle. A rule for modals are, when you have a modal, it is followed by the base form of the verb, right? So, example, I can do it. You could go. We will do something. We will buy it. So the verb that follows a modal has to be in the base form versus the verb that follows the verb to have, which is the past participle. So let's look here. I'd seen the movie. I'd see the movie. This is the base form. So because we have the base form, we know it cannot be a past participle. Therefore, it's not the verb have. So it means I would see, and that's what it is. I would see that movie. And I'll give you another little thing that I didn't mention. We're talking about conditional here because I'd, here, this is imaginary. I would see if. So I would if. That'll be helpful sometimes if you look for this if that follows. And that would give you I would do this if. Cool? All right. But just sticking to the basic rule anyway, I'd followed by a verb in the base, it's easy enough to remember. This is just a little extra hint for you. All right? Now let's look over here. The next one. He'll go home. The verb is in the base. So we know this, apostrophe L, is he will go home. Future tense, right? That he will go home in 5 minutes or what have you. And let's look at the final one. I'll always love these flowers. They are beautiful. I'll, apostrophe, we know this, we're using contraction. And love is in the base form, not loved or, I'm trying to think of something funny like to put in the past participle, but loved would be it. So I'll love base form. This way we know that this is a modal verb and we're using will. Pretty good? Got it so far? I want to do something where we're going to take a small break before we go to the quiz at the end, where we can actually compare and just make sure you really solidified that answer. So I'm going to give you a double click. We'll go there, and then we'll come back at the end for our little quiz. Are you ready? Okay. So just a little casual, because we're going to do a quick little review, and then, you know, when my sweater's back on, it'll be the regular lesson. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. So the other James doesn't know we're practicing before we do the actual lesson. Okay, let's go. So here's our quick practice. Now you'll notice that I have up here MSND, MSND, MSND. So you're going to want to figure out what this actually stands for and why we're going to put it here. So let's look at the first sentence. Happy is an adjective, right? Happy is an adjective. And what did we say goes with adjectives? The verb to be, correct? So we're going to put this one. This one's an easy no-brainer. I'm happy. Because this goes here and it's where I am. Good. What about the next one? She something being gone for an hour. Remember we said been on words like these past participles will follow what kind of verb? Okay. Well, it's the verb has, right? So she has, because it's a past participle, goes there. Okay. So this she has been gone. It's a past participle. Now, what about this one? They something be late if Mr. E didn't drive. This one seemed tricky because you've got a past tense verb here. But really, we have to look at the verb that follows right after. And I know you might even be thinking, but that's have. So it would be they'd, and it was they would have been late. Okay, so this is the modal. Would, right? Because this verb is in the present form. So we can see how the adjective, the past participle, and the present form can change the meaning of each one of these. Not bad, you guys did a good job. Now let's get back to the lesson before James notices what we're missing. Are you ready? Hey, okay, there you are. I was wondering where you went to. You're supposed to come here to the board and nobody showed up for a couple minutes. Were you practicing? If you were, that's a good thing. So let's see if we can put that practice to good work. Now we're going to look at the board, read the sentence, and it probably reads pretty well before we put the contractions, but let's go through it. Mystery is happy because he knew Raquel would come if he let her cook dinner, okay? I will buy the best food, he thought to himself. He had bought some red wine 2 days earlier while he was buying chocolate for her. I'm the luckiest worm in the world, he said out loud. Great. Now, the first thing I want to do is identify what we should change, because we've been talking about contractions and what would be possibly we can change. So I'm going to look over here, and this looks like an adjective to me when I see a verb to be here. So if that's an adjective, we might be able to look over here for a possible change. Okay, so Raquel's come. I think we could change this because here's would and here's come in the verb base. Maybe we could do something here. And I'm going to say this seems the same here because this is the verb in the base and he would. Now, verb in the base again. So we've got this here. So I'm going to look over here. I think I can do something with that. Right? Anything else you guys can see we can fix? Is that it, do you think? By the best way, he had. Okay, well, look, he had bought. This is like a past participle, right? And we said this is the verb in the base here. This is a past participle. This is the verb in the base. Just make sure we outline it so we know what we're looking at, right? This is a verb in a base. Wow, a lot of verb in base. This is a past participle, so that means we could probably do something here. While he was buying chocolate for her. I'm confused about this one right here. I'm confused because I see he was, and I remember that there's an S in buying, but for some reason, this one doesn't quite seem right. I'm going to have to come back to that in a second and explain. I'm the luckiest worm in the world. Well, luckiest, it's really a superlative, but we're still talking about, as an adjective, is describing what kind of worm? The luckiest worm. So we're talking about I'm the luckiest worm. So I'm going to say we could probably do something with this one. And I think we're done. Now let's take a look at this. Because this is, okay, it's got an adjective. The luckiest. So we got an adjective form here. Ta-da. With a superlative. Now let's say I'm going to change this down here and why I mark this in red. In case you're a little confused. So the first thing is mystery. Mystery's happy because he knew. We're going to get rid of this part. You say, oops, big cloth here. Raquel'd come if he'd, we can get rid of this for the would, right? And we could put he'd, because Raquel would come if he'd. Raquel would come if he'd let her cook dinner. We're going to get with a will, because we talked about we can change that one, right? So I'll buy the best food, he thought to himself. And we can change this one to he'd, right? He'd bought some red wine 2 days earlier while he was buying chocolate for her. And then we said, I'm the luckiest worm in the world. But why didn't I change this one? Why didn't I change this one? Because we have a verb to be, right? And we have an ing. But the problem with this is in the past. The rule we talked about earlier, about using the S apostrophe, it has to be in the present, not the past form. Because when it's in the past form, we're not allowed to change it because it changes the meaning of the sentence. So if you see an S with an ing, it has to be present form. This isn't present, and that's why we can't change it. And that's why if you're really going, oh, I see this, I can see there's this. I'm like, no, you can't do it because this is past form. So keep that in mind. It's an exception. Okay? Otherwise, it changes the meaning of what we're saying. If I say, she's working yesterday. She's working yesterday. It doesn't mean she is working yesterday because yesterday is in the past. You say she's working today. It makes no sense to say she's working yesterday. It doesn't mean she was working. So we keep the past has to be non-contraction only for the present tense is. Cool? For pronouns anyway. Now we look at this sentence now. Mr. E's happy because he knew Rachel'd come if he'd let her cook dinner. Now, for you, you might go, this is such a natural sentence for us to say. We contract because we know what it is. It's just easier to get the information and faster than reading it like this. I'll buy the best food, he thought to himself. He'd bought some red wine. He had, right? He had bought some red wine 2 days earlier while he was buying, and this is why it tells us it's in the past tense. Chocolate for her. I'm the luckiest worm in the world, he said out loud. Cool. So that's what it looks like with the contracted form. You'll see spaces there because it reduces the amount of words we have to say so we can actually speak faster and you'll be able to speak faster and more like a native student. Okay? Now, what I would like to do now is quickly give you a quick bonus. Now you look here. Now these are all the ones we'd worked on, the apostrophe S, apostrophe M, R, E, L, and D, and V, E. I need you to understand one thing that I didn't bring up, but I wanted to make sure we had time to do it properly by itself. At the end of the sentence, you cannot use a contraction as the whole verb is stressed. You might be saying, what does that mean? Well, when you're at the end of a sentence, for example, this, I am, you can't use a contraction to say I'm. And if you don't understand why, listen to what I'm going to say. Are you going to the party? Yes, I am. I need to say I am as stressing that verb. Now, if you say, are you going to the party? And you go, yes, I'm. This almost makes us think something else is going to happen. Like, yes, I'm going to be coming early. Yes, I'm bringing a friend. So this contraction makes us think there's something else when really this is the end of the sentence. So you're not allowed to put this contraction at the end of a sentence if you're just saying, yes, I am. Are you doing your work? Yes, I am. Are you doing your work? Yes, I'm. You're what? You see what I mean? We stress the I am to say, this is what's happening right now. Another example, in case you're a little confused, would be this. Do you know where it is? So if somebody said to me, let's say Daniel said, the elephant bar, do you know where it is? If I respond to him, if he said, Daniel, do you know where it's? He'll look at me going, it's what? What are you talking about? Because it's something. It is something. As opposed to just the question of, do you know where it is? So I should have put a question mark there. Do you know where it is? Question mark, question mark. This leads to it's, like I'm adding on to the sentence. So at the end of a sentence, you have to actually use the verb in itself. You cannot contract it. It confuses the person listening. If it's anywhere else, it's okay. Now, that's our bonus for homework. And you know you have some. I want you to write one sentence using a contraction in each one, right? So write one sentence for each contraction. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't think it's too much to ask you to write out 6 sentences. After all, you've watched a 30-minute video. Following the rules I've given you, try to make sure you stay away from the exceptions, like a past tense ing. You can't do that. You cannot contract it. Otherwise, we're confused with it's past or present tense. And also making sure you don't put it at the end of the sentence, that you put a contracted form of the verb. I think you've done a good job. I think you've earned a little bit of a break. Go do your homework. Once again, I invite you to do your homework and post it up on either Ingvid, which is www.ing, as in English, vid as in video.com, where I know when you do the quiz, there's a whole lot of people who talk to each other, show each other examples and compare and ask for help. Great place for you to do it. Or here in our YouTube space, you can comment below, make your sentence, and there's someone who will probably jump in. I've seen many times people jumping in, helping out people, and actually engaging each other to chat after they get off the net, or sorry, on other places. Don't forget to subscribe. There is a subscribe button. Press it. Then when you see the bell, hit the bell. and then you'll get the latest video coming out to you right away. As soon as I've finished it, straight to you. Anyway, once again, thank you very much, and we'll see you soon. I'm going now. Paloma's cooking for me, and she's really good. Besides Paloma, Raquel. Shh. Ciao.